Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
As a proud Floridian, I like to highlight the Sunshine State with this very special segment on the Jeff and Jen Show called What the Florida? Florida has very, very hot weather and very, very stupid criminals.
You say stupid. I am sometimes in awe of their ingenuity.
Creative.
Yes.
Yes. This is our segment, What the Florida? Because these stories out of Florida are going to have you saying WTF. Okay. So last week I told you guys about the two dudes that stole the actual electric power pole.
Oh, yeah.
And they were trying to drive away with it. This was after Hurricane Irma.
And sure. sell it for scrap metal, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They had it strapped to the top of their little Kia SUV and were trying to just drive down the street. And cops are like, I don't think that belongs to you.
That's my favorite part of the story. Is that a Florida Electric Sorrento?
Well, now I've got one to top that one. Okay, this is coming out of Altamont Springs because the Seminole County Sheriff's Office had to track down a couple of people, Charles and Andrea, because in the back of their pickup truck, they had about $5,000 worth of power lines that had blown down during Hurricane Irma.
Oh, see, now you're thinking that they were stealing those to sell them back for scrap. I'm thinking that they were just cleaning up the neighborhood.
Oh, no, not cleaning up the neighborhood. They wanted to sell them, and deputies also found marijuana and methamphetamine in the truck, too.
Oh, great.
They might have found that also. They might have just been...
Just cleaning up.
Yes, they might have been like taking care of Mother Earth. I appreciate them.
Yeah, so Charles and Andrea out of Altamont Springs, you're having us say,
What the Florida?
This one is so much fun, too. Okay, are you ready? There is a Florida man who was taken to an emergency room after calling 911. He asked for an ambulance because he just wasn't feeling well, wasn't sure what was going on. Well, apparently, this man not so thrilled with the care he was getting at that hospital because he called 911 to have another ambulance come pick him up at the hospital to take him to another hospital.
You got to respect a man who knows what he wants.
It's an ambulance Uber.
Yeah. He was arrested and charged with misusing 911. They're like, dude, you're already at the hospital. What the Florida? All right. And this one, oh my gosh. Okay. So I don't know if you guys have ever contemplated this, but you know those tiny little ATM machines?
Yeah.
And they're not, like, super nailed down. You're like, somebody could just take that.
Oh, like a freestanding one. Not the one that's in your bank lobby, but, like, one that's just out
exactly.
on the street. Like, in the bar district, there's always one.
Yeah. At a live concert festival or something. There's all
sure.
those little ATM machines. You're like, somebody could actually pick that up and steal it. Well, some guys out of Tampa, Florida, yeah, just north of Tampa, Odessa, they decided.
Hold on. You're not going to gloss over this happening in your hometown.
That's true. Well, I'm from St. Petersburg. It's very different than Tampa.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. The tank tops are a little bit classier.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just kidding. Yeah, so this is basically from my hometown. So these guys are like, yeah, let's steal an ATM. So they get this ATM machine and they haul it in their truck. But the way that they think they're going to get away with it is they both dress up in mascot bunny outfits.
Yes!
So literally in Tampa, there was an APB for two Easter bunnies.
Oh.
Nice. See, again, you're making fun of them, and I am talking about how they are. There's a lot of ingenuity, a lot of creativity.
Uh-huh. A lot of thought put into that.
A lot of thought put into it. I appreciate it.
They should have put more thought into their schooling.
Even though it does make me say, What the Florida?
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.